What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. Y'all know how we do it each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. We definitely got some goodies for you tonight. We're going to have the lovely Shawana Ray live on Frontline Friday tonight with us. We're getting an exclusive interview with her. We're going to be showcasing three of her tracks tonight. How Many Ways, I'm a Soldier, and of course the one that you hear, Smooth Melanie, that you hear in the back is seen before. She's definitely a great artist out of Indianapolis, Naptown. Big shout out to Naptown. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. Also, you can jump live into the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. We can end it in and we broadcast them live from Seattle, Washington. Of course, Frontline Fridays wouldn't be Frontline Fridays without Tay Black. Tay Black, what's going on, King?
Yo, I'm feeling good. I'm blessed to be in the presence of two lovely ladies who about to get the music tonight. Matter of fact, excuse me, my numbers is off. Three beautiful ladies. I got my homie Triple. I don't call her beautiful that much, but yo, she got the skills. Diva and Miss Ray on the line. Come on, man. I can't lose, man. Shout out to B&B, Brave New Breed, Frontline Friday. It's going to be a good night. Ladies, how y'all feeling over there, y'all?
We feeling real good, man. Y'all know how we get down. Y'all make sure, and also, I want y'all to make sure y'all check out www.divaspotradio.com. Again, that's www.divaspotradio.com. And check out everything that we got going over there, our feature artists, our services, our businesses that matter, and our websites that matter. So y'all make sure y'all check us out there. Man, without further ado, I want to go ahead and talk about this wonderful artist, Shawana Ray, that we have. And big shout out to Slate Stone. Big shout out to Slate Stone, Phenomenal Radio, our whole team over there. But Shawana Ray was born and raised in Indianapolis. And she has an urban style, but she's not to be excluded from the traditional gospel. As that is in music that started her singing career, she has been said to be uniquely her, and I think that's very cool. An artist with an original sound, for listening comparison, she has been compared and coupled with artists such as Brandy, Faith Evans, Erykah Badu, and her music is a mixture or a different sound of ideal. So this is not your average artist. You're not going to hear her. You can't really compare her to a lot of people, but she has a smooth sound, and also she has spoken word in her music. So I'm glad to have her come on the show. So let's go ahead and bring her in, ladies and gentlemen. Shawana Ray.
Hello.
Hey, Queen, welcome.
I like that.
On Fridays, yeah.
I like that a lot. I feel like really, really love right then.
Oh, yeah, of course. We show nothing but love, nothing but indie support over here on Frontline Fridays. Shawana Ray, you've been doing your thing. For those who don't know who you are, haven't heard your wonderful music, let them know for all the listeners.
I've been singing for years, but I finally just decided to walk into my purpose 2 years ago. So I had written music years ago and was offering music to different artists. And, of course, you know, people can't do your music like you can do your music. So I decided to go ahead and put my own face to my music and decided to become an artist.
So you went for writing music and writing music and making music from other artists to go ahead and say, you know what, I'm going to step out here and do this thing on my own and be an artist myself.
Yeah, that's what happened. That's exactly what happened. And I say this, ever since I've decided to do it, God has been making moves in my career, and he's been opening up doors that I didn't think to happen. So, and he's been doing it quite quickly, so I'm appreciative of that. Very thankful of it.
That's definitely what's up. I was just listening to something the other day, and it was like, you know, God is, first of all, amazing. But, you know, you can pray life into your relationships, pray life into your business, pray life into your careers and whatnot. So you're definitely right about that. I'm gonna throw it over to Tay Black because I'm pretty sure he got questions for you. And big shout out to Triple over there, man. I see you, Queen.
That's what's up, Miss Ray. You know, as far as like writing, can you tell us a little bit about your process, and is it different for, you know, when you're writing for yourself as opposed to when you're writing for other people?
That's a great question. My process is probably the same for if I'm writing for someone else or if I'm writing for myself. Most importantly, what happens is I come up with an idea, or I allow that person to give me the idea of which they were trying to go so far as like what they're trying to tell. I consider myself maybe a storyteller. And so I try to ask that person what the story is that they're trying to tell. And then for most of my songs, I'll come up with a chorus first, and then I write the verse. Sometimes I might come up with a title, and then I start writing from there. But I kind of like to go from having a chorus first, and then I do the song. And then sometimes songs come to me as I'm just driving down the street. I'll see something, and it may inspire me. I've been awakened from out of my sleep and had to hurry up and grab my phone and sing the melody into my phone and then put words to it later. So it's a different process every time I go to write, but for the most part, I try to know what the imagery is for that song that a person is trying to get or what I'm trying to portray to someone.
That is what's up. And I mean, I'm right there being a writer myself. I think I do the same thing a lot of times. And you know, I think you hit on something that's very important. It's about the story, because, you know, without a good foundation, you know, a lot of times the work that we try to build upon is not as strong without a good story behind it. So I'm definitely right there with you. So that's definitely amazing. You know, and I know you don't get any complaints, because when you build it up like that, you know, who can really complain? But, I mean, have you run into instances where, you know, maybe you didn't see eye to eye with the artist, or it was too big, you know, and they were thinking kind of small?
I've had actually people who have problems with it when I was recording my own CD. The producers that were working with me to record my own song, we've seen before, they said that it didn't make sense to have one verse a certain amount of bars and then the last verse be a certain amount of bars. And the way that I wrote the song, it originally didn't have a chorus. And they were like, well, every song deserves a chorus. And I said, well, this song doesn't have one. I didn't write a chorus to it. So we argued about it. I eventually gave in and went ahead and threw a chorus in, but the part that says broken, scared, abused, used, that wasn't a chorus at first. It was just a part of the first verse. So,
gotcha.
I have arguments, but like I tell them, I'm like, well, you know, a whole lot of people created new sounds because they didn't go with the norm. And I'm not that norm type of person, so I like to go with what I think sounds good. And most importantly, I forgot to say, too, about music is I try not to write feel good. I try not to write gimmicky music. I try to write music that makes sense.
That's I think you said a lot right there. Try not to write gimmicky music, but write music that makes sense. And I mean, to me, you know, I got, you know, from that people can understand it, and then it's more relatable a lot of times.
Yeah.
Am I correct? Yeah. Okay. That's what's up. That is, wow, that's what's up. I'm ready to get into some music now.
Well, let's go ahead and get into it. We definitely got more to come with Ms. Shawana Ray. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. Now, Shawana Ray, this song seen before. Tell us about this song and go ahead and introduce it so we can play it live right here on Frontline Fridays for Boss Phenomenal Radio.
Seen Before is my baby. I love that song. And actually, that song was written initially for my nonprofit organization. I wanted a theme song for it for when I had meetings and stuff. And it was difficult coming together, trying to come up with a thing. So basically, the meaning of this song is my nonprofit organization is a woman foundation. So the spirit behind that song is we all are women, and we may not experience the same challenges, we may not face the same problems, but because we are of the same gender, we can see ourselves through each other. And that's why I titled it Scene Before S-C-E-N-E instead of S-E-E-N, because even though I've not seen your scene before, I've seen your scene before because I'm a woman.
Well, there it is. Go ahead and introduce it, and we're going to get into this song right here, Scene Before by Sharonna Way.
I know you, I've seen your face before. You try to hide, but you can no more. Afraid you are to allow seeing the beautiful that hides beneath. Been searching for a long while, broken, no longer see a smile. Imagine a life without sorrow and pain. Hold your head down, filled with so much shame. Broken, scared of you.
Play hide and go seek with my existence, encapsulating my freedom and blurring my vision. It's hard to see beauty through glasses stained with sin, or most of the whispers of failure that come from within. There has to be a way to begin again, to reverse the curse of mistakes past, to see how full the glass to find a joy that this time will last. But there's no remedy for insecurities or keys to escaping mental captivity, no recipe for spiritual healing. Yet I'm searching, cause I do believe, no wait, I insist, that there has to be something greater than this. I just have to find it.
Broken, scared of you. Myself once more, once messed up, now someone to adore. No longer holding on to past heartaches, no longer feel ashamed for past mistakes.
I love me again, I am free.
Seen your face before, you smile again because you're so much more. No longer afraid of what you see. The beautiful inside has been set free.
That was your girl Sharonna Ray with Scene Before. Oh my God, I love that song. It's such a smooth melody. It's such a smooth flow, and it has so much truth in it. I love that song. I definitely want to get you guys feedback. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Say, I'm going to go to you. How you feel about that Scene Before right there?
Yeah, definitely like that joint. You know, it's a good pace, a good change of pace for us here at Frontline Fridays, Diva Spot ENT.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times we have, you know, indie artists, and it's hip-hop, it's R&B, but, you know, music that's good for your heart and your soul, it's always good to throw up in there, and I think that's what that definitely is. And if that's any indication of, you know, the other tracks that we got tonight, we're going to be in some good company. So I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yes.
Well, I thank you.
Ms. Ray, tell us about your nonprofit organization.
My nonprofit organization is called Uplift Your Sister. And it started originally with just me bringing a couple of friends over and us talking about different challenges that we had as we, you know, championed through life. Some of them were married, some of them were not. Some of them no longer married. And some of them seeking to be married, some of them not seeking to be married. And we just all had, you know, different things that we were championing through. And so I brought us together, and then eventually it broke out into me doing a lot of community things for young ladies that are unfortunate and can't purchase prom dresses. We partnered up with the Art Institute of Indianapolis, and they redesigned dresses for that were donated to us for the young ladies.
Wow.
So we were able to give away several dresses to some young ladies in the community, which is really nice.
That is really hot, and I'm so glad that you have your organization. And, you know, I know it took a lot to pull it together and going through the red tape and being able to have something good for the for women and for the youth and whatnot, but a lot of things women go through, and we need to talk about a lot of stuff, because a lot of women are hurt and scared, abused, of course, and a lot of women are just flat out bitter. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's great that you have the organization and empowering your sisters and everybody coming together and doing positive things, and it's great that you were able to get people to redesign prom dresses for those who work hard and graduate out of high school, because that's something that's not even common anymore. It's like, you know, you got to push to get our youth to finish school. But, you know, shout out to all those who graduated this year, and shout out to all those who supported the teens, well, young adults now, and going into the next level of life. So I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, congratulations, graduates of 2012.
That's right. Let's go to the hot lines and get some more love. Where we at?
What happened?
Oh, feature group 100. 908-202. You now tuned in live to Front Line Friday. It's your girl, Diva Ebony. D. Guru, holla at us. We got Sharana Ray in the building.
Hey, holla at Shalana Lake. How you doing? I just heard the end part of what you're doing, so congratulations. Shout out to my man Tay Black. I just touched down in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina.
Oh.
I'm gonna have to give Tay Black a shot. Yeah, I'm gonna have to give Tay Black a shout out. Shout out to Diva Ebony B doing the thing. I just called in the Front Line Friday because I'm with the fan right now and it's a lot of noise. So I'm getting my glove on. I just wanted to shout out and support the show. And Tay Black, I'm gonna holler at you, man. I ain't too far from Wilson right now, bro.
Yeah, man. I definitely look. I might have to send my dad out there to get you a plate or something, man.
Yo, we about to get it in, man. We just touched down at my house. We checked into the hotel. We just came right over here to where the food at, man. So if y'all hungry, man, come on to North Carolina.
That's what's good, man. Hey, Future Groove 100 about to be in good hands down there in Rocky Mount, man. That's love down there, man. I'm actually kind of jealous right now, man. Luckily, we got good music on the line with us right now, man. Because if not, I'd be sad as a mug, man. So shout out to Google, man. He about to get it in.
I'm here for a good reason, man. We giving my grandmother her 90th birthday party, man. So God bless my grandmother, man. Beulah Braswell Simpson. So thank you, Diva Ebony B, for contributing to the flyers. Diva Ebony B did the program for the party, and we really appreciate it. My whole family really appreciate what she did. Put a lot of heart into it, so thank you, baby.
That's what's up. You definitely welcome. Big shout out to Grandma. She said she got to get focused. It's her birthday.
Yeah, she
all her grandkids. His grandmother
said
she got to get focused at 90. She's 90 and fabulous. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, we appreciate you calling in. We got music coming. how many ways, and I'm a soldier. So, of course, I know your grandmother is going to enjoy this music. So, stay tuned and tell a friend and tell a friend that Frontline Fridays is live right now with the Robin Ray Netline live in the building. Man, 90, that's a big thing. A big shout out to me.
Oh, yeah.
She's a 2012 graduate. Big shout out to her. I'm so proud of the Queen Kid. Do your thing, man. But they all over there with that good food. Guru, bring me a plate, man. Man, that's that to me. Family can cook. I need some of that Jersey love. Oh, big shout out to Irvington, too. And big shout out to East Orange doing their thing. Newark, we see y'all all over on the East Coast. But of course, I want to get. The question I had, because I was like, wow, she writes songs, she's an artist. I want to know, what's your favorite thing to do when you're not writing or when you're not making music and perform, if there's any other things that you like to do?
I used to love skating. I haven't been able to do that in a while because I've been so busy with just work and everything like that, but I love skating. I love skating. Yeah. And that's probably like, people don't really believe that about me until they get me out there, and it's like, wow, you are smooth on those skates. I am smooth on the skates. So, yeah. It's
Say,
like floating in air. Yeah.
That's what's up.
Well, skating is good for the thigh and the butt area, you know, and the calves. So, you know, ladies, it really wouldn't hurt us to go skating,
no,
to tell you the truth.
No, and I can notice that I've not been in a while, too, because things are not as tight as they used to be. So, yeah, I need to get back out there. So thank you for the encouragement and the motivation.
We still love y'all.
Right, gotta get it right, get it right out there on them skates, man. Y'all already know.
All right.
Yeah. Skates, girl, you need to pay that $40 at that gym every month. Get you some skates. Wow.
Yeah. Get you in there, $5. Get cool with the people at the door, and you have to say nothing.
You go.
That's right.
Yeah.
Tawana, have you always enjoyed music? Has it been something since birth, or did it come along later on in your life?
I learned that I knew how to sing when I was in junior high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I sung all my life, but, you know, it's kind of in church. We were in a small church, and we were made to be the choir. And so...
Mm-hmm.
When you do it then, and your parents and stuff say, sing that song, you sound good, sing that song, you don't kind of believe them because they're paid to do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So one day I was on the school activity bus coming back. I used to play tennis, and coming back from there, and we were singing Karen White's I'm Not Your Superwoman. And then all of a sudden it just became my voice still singing, and I was like looking around like, where everybody get quiet, and people were like, man, you really can sing. And I'm like, for real? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to try to sing out. So, you know, I went ahead and joined the choir and started doing all that good stuff and found out that they were telling the truth. I could sing a little bit. So, yeah.
So, really?
Yeah, really. I was like, y'all like that? I'm getting some more.
I know you had your family encouraging you and people saying you can sing. You know, what did your family do to encourage you to pursue your music career?
They didn't really do anything until I became serious about it.
Okay.
And that was like maybe 3 or 4 years ago when I made the CD. Everybody was like, oh, so this is like not just something she just does at people's funerals and weddings and stuff. Like, she really is trying to, like, make a career out of this. And everybody, like, my friends and family, they always knew I could sing, but it never was a great desire to be an artist. I never had that desire. I wanted to be a psychologist and a life coach. So those were the things that I was geared towards. And I always wanted to be a motivational speaker, and all those things are coming into play, and I'm seeing this thing play out in my life, all the things that I wanted to do, and they're all kind of coming together. But I always wanted to be a motivational speaker, life coach, psychologist type of situation. So the singing was just going to be an addition to what it was that I did when I motivated people. I was going to have some songs things to them and everything like that, and I want them to be original. So that's where that came from. And then when I put the CD out, everybody was like, oh, well, I need to tell my friends that you're now an artist. So is that what I need to tell them? Like, you're not a nail tech anymore. You're not a CAT scan tech anymore. And the psychology thing, you're not doing it. So now you're an artist, right? So, and I'm like, well, yeah, for right now, you know. And I'm hoping that this is something that's long-term, you know, because it's blowing up. And, yeah. So they're very supportive. They're supportive of anything that I decide that I want to do. So they know I go 100% when I decide to do something, so.
And that's what's up. I'm going to throw it over to Tay before we get into How Many Ladies, this hot track that you submitted.
Nah, definitely. And, I mean, before we get to this lovely track, as far as, you know, how the year's gone thus far, you know, because we at the midway point. It's June now, you know, and I know that the year's gone good thus far. Where's the second half of the year going for you with music right now?
The second half, good question. I am actually getting together some producers now. My first album was written all by me, and it was produced by one person, and now I'm in the process of finding different producers, which I love my producer. I think he did a phenomenal job with my music, but I want to kind of see if I can get some different ideas from other places, and if not, we'll just work with him and do that. But right now, I've written some songs, and I'm ready to put them on vinyl, which we're not using vinyl anymore, but put them on vinyl and see what happens. Yeah, so I got one hot song that's coming out that I just absolutely love. It's about letting go of things that might have held you captive in the past. And it's like, you know, releasing those things that's been holding you down for years and letting those things go so that you can be able to come to better you, the you that God has created you to be. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that track.
Wow. And I mean, not even to create another question, but you did for me. So as far as that track, you know, was that something that you know, felt like you personally went through? And, you know, did it take a long time for you to kind of get over, you know, and something like that in your life? Or did it just come through, you know, the natural process of healing and, you know, asking for help from God?
No, oh, yeah. Actually, there's a song off my album that She's Not Showcasing Tonight that is called Empty. And that was a song that I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning. And it was like some things that I was dealing with in my life at that particular time. And I felt broken. I felt alone in that situation. I felt like I was the only one that was dealing with that particular thing. And so with that being said, I got up and I pinned that on a piece of paper. So this song that I'm talking about now is kind of like a sequel to that song.
Yeah.
In a sense. Yeah.
That's what's up. Well, you know, we're not going to hold it back no more, Diva. Let's get into that music again.
All right, well, Sharonda Ray, you can go ahead and introduce this track right here, How Many Ways.
How Many Ways was written because I was just thinking about all the different languages that's out there that God has allowed to be out there. And I started thinking, hey, there's a lot of languages and there's a lot of ways that I can say I love you to him. And I can say it in French, I can say it in Spanish, I can say it in Chinese, I can say it in Japanese. So I just wrote a song with How Many Ways Can I Say That I Love You? And this is How Many Ways.
Thank you. sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday.
We're all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Yo, this Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation, I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping. Featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top.
Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
The other station, they're a beat off. This is Phenomenal Radio. Your only hip-hop station, Phenomenal Radio. More music, in a way that you might not be prepared to deal with. Back to back and beat to beat. This is Phenomenal Radio. Phenomenal Radio. Feel the music.
You already know, man. Feel the music. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. We got the lovely Shawana Gray live in the building with us on Frontline Fridays. Tay Black is here, and we getting it in. We just played a wonderful song by Shawana Gray called How Many Ways. You guys, make sure you call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. In a few minutes, Shawana Gray is going to have something special for you guys, so you make sure you just stay tuned and locked in. We're going to have something hot from her. I really, really appreciate that song, How Many Ways. A lot of people make music expressing their love, but it's just great that you making a song for God. And I think that's great because it's like in the industry, it's like, oh, Christians can't, you know, come into the industry and be rolling with the top dogs, and they're not supposed to be in this area. And I think people get that misconstrued, like we don't have fun or we don't have feelings, and that's not true. Like, we don't have swag. Like, don't get it twisted.
I know that's right.
Don't get it twisted. Those Christians, we get it in. You know, you can rep, you can rep Christ and still have swag. So, of course, I want to get some feedback on that song right there. But, of course, the hands are up to ask you questions, Shawana. So, you ready to go to the hotline?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's get it in. 773-759. Denaya, what's going on, queen?
What's good, mama? How are you?
Welcome to the show. Of course, Frontline Fridays is jumping right now. We got Shawana Gray live in the building with his snap sound stand up. You got any questions for her?
Oh, my God, I love that track. I was wondering, I'm like, who is that? I hope that's the artist that's being featured. That was really, really good. Like, it was something you can bob your head to. It was something that was inspirational. Great job.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome, this lady. So do you have any videos on YouTube or anything yet?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any videos on YouTube or anything yet?
I do. I actually have a video for Sing Before, and I have a video for another song called I'm a Soldier.
Nice. So definitely be checking that out.
Yeah. I think they both were very well done. I was an executive. Of course, I'm biased. I think it's great, but
right.
I've gotten a lot of great feedback on it as well. So, yeah, they're available on YouTube, and they're actually playing in a few video shows.
Nice. That's really cool.
I want to now put that back out there because you were breaking up. Tell us again where to go on the YouTube to be able to check out those videos.
You can go to youtube.com/ Shawana Ray, and that's Shawana Raye. You can also go to my website, www.shawanaray.com, and they're available there.
Nice. I would definitely be checking those out for sure.
That's what's up.
Thank you.
You got any more? You got any shout outs you want to give before we move on to the next caller and get more questions?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Shout out to my diva, Soul Queen Ali. She just launched her website for Phase Events and Promotions.
Hey.
And I'm one of the newest clients, so you guys got to make sure you check that out. PhaseEventsAndPromotions.net. And support my diva because she's doing her thing right now. I'm so proud of her.
Love you.
That's what's up, man. Appreciate that, queen. Let's go to the hotlines and get some more love. Where we at? 862-755. You're now live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black. We got Sharonna Ray live in the building. Say that three times fast. We got her live in the building with us showcasing her hot music right there. What's your name? Where you calling from, 862?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This your boy Jersey Hot. You all this money, mate. Go with your
money, mate. What's going on, Money Meet? Welcome to Frontline Fridays. We appreciate you here. Say what's up to Shawana Ray.
What's good with you, Ma?
Not much. What's up with you?
Hey, man, I fucking know this Jersey moment going on. I definitely got my sights on, baby. You know what I mean? I just dropped a brand new joint, got a body on him. Diva Mary Kay, you know, I was kind of cut off on with you last weekend. You know, I was out there grinding, moving around, you know.
I'm up, definitely. You got that. Go ahead, Shawana.
No, I was just saying, well, congratulations on your new single.
Definitely, man. He definitely works hard out here. I heard him going over the material that they pulled out of the field. I'm sorry that I missed it. He might get another chance to hear your joint, you know.
Oh, yeah, we definitely got more music coming from Shawana. We got another one called I'm a Soldier, and we're definitely going to be doing a recap on her hot track that we played earlier, Seen Before, and also the one that we just played for those who are on the chat room, the one we just played by. Sharonna Ray, I got mixed up doing screens back and forth. Say where your antenna's at. The one we just played is How Many Ways.
That's
what's up, Sharonna. Of course, we got a few more questions for you. We know what your inspiration is. Anywhere that you can go, you can definitely be inspired. But how... as far as doing business or being featured on other people's songs or someone being featured on a song, would you say that there's an artist out there who wants to do a song with you? What things do they need to do or how do they need to contact you as far as doing a feature? And what are some of the things that you require as an artist when you're collaborating with someone?
What I require with artists is that they're not doing anything that's going to be degrading, anything that's going to be defamatory or anything that's going to be negative in any facet. I don't collab with anyone like that. Also, they have to be very, very inspired to be great. Because you have some people out there that are putting music out just to put music out, and then you have people that are putting music out because they want to put great music out. So they have to be inspired to be great. I'm not perfect.
Go ahead.
Oh, I mean, I know I'm not perfect, and I have a lot of growing to do, but because I have a perfectionist spirit, I learn every day, and I allow myself to... in order to, they can go to the website www.shawanaray.com. There's a contact me form there, and all that information goes to my booking manager, and we move from there.
That's definitely what's up. I can definitely appreciate that. The professionalism is very important. Now, when you decided to become an artist, you were writing music before, and you were helping other artists out, and they were basically singing your songs, but you knew how it should sound. Now, when you decided to come out and start to do music, what was the first thing that you did as an artist?
The first thing that I did so far as, like, work, or the first thing that I did?
Well, what was the first steps that you decided to take? You know, you say, you know, I know I can sing, I'm writing music or whatever, but now I'm going to present Sharonna Ray. Did you go ahead and get your LLC, or did you start recording music? Did you start to build your budget? I guess I'm asking what kind of advice would you give to an up-and-coming artist who decides that they want to break into the industry? What is a couple of things that they may want to do first?
Most importantly, I tell somebody to do your research. Know what it is that you're getting yourself into. because a lot of people say that they want to make music and then they don't know what making music consists of. And another thing that I tell people do is invest in yourself. Because if you invest in you, then it makes somebody else want to invest in you. You can't go with your hands out waiting for people to give you stuff in order to make your music go. You have to be willing to put something forward, too, you know. So I say do your research, invest in yourself, and then also develop a sense of professionalism about yourself and develop a brand for yourself. Know your target audience. And once you learn your target audience, start making music to fit that target audience.
That's what's up. I'm
going to
throw it over to
the
Tay before we get into more music.
I mean, I think y'all pretty much covered a lot. I will say, though, that I really like the things that you hit on as far as, you know, being professional, not just making music just to make music, but, you know, having a goal and the strength of you know, knowing your investment and knowing that before anybody else is going to invest in you, you know, you have to invest in yourself. So I'm definitely big in, like, filling those, you know, key points. As far as, like, you know, inspirations, who, you know, has inspired you musically to get to this point? Or if it's not, you know, a per se musician, you know, who inspires you on a daily basis, other than our Lord and Savior, of course?
I can say if I was ever to be a groupie, and that one title I would never probably claim for myself, but if I was to be a groupie, a person I would probably be a groupie for would be Erykah Badu. Love her. I love Anita Baker. I love Toni Braxton. I love those sounds because I have a raspy voice and I have a low register voice as well. So I love those artists, and those artists kind of speak to me with the fact that they, maybe Toni Braxton not so much, tells a story, but I love Anita Baker. She tells a story. Erykah Badu, she tells a story. Layla Hathaway, she tells a story with her music. So those are the artists that I really find inspirational. Jill Scott, those type of people inspire me. Another thing I was going to touch on, and I'm just rewinding it back, is also knowing who you are. That's another big thing, is knowing who you are as an artist and not allowing somebody to come in and compromise who you are. And because I know who I am, I don't settle for anything that any, I've been offered record deals and stuff like that, but because I know my brand and I know what I have to offer somebody, I don't take it just because I'm excited about a record deal. I take it because I feel like you're paying me what I'm worth. So when you know your worth, you don't allow for a whole lot of mess.
Yeah.
That's right. Know your worth. I've said it 1,000 times, and I'll say it again. Know your worth and know what you're capable of, and don't let nobody sell you the dream. People will sell you a dream while they live in it. Pay attention, y'all. You got this song right here, I'm a Soldier. Go ahead and introduce it right here live on Frontline Fridays. And big shout out to everybody that's tuned in live all over the world. Diva Spot ENT, appreciate you guys.
I'm a Soldier was written because we know you have that old song, I'm a Soldier in the Army of the Lord. Okay, I was kind of not tired of that song, but I want to bring some new age to that song. So I'm a Soldier was just kind of like, because of that song in particular, I wanted to bring some new age to that old I'm a Soldier song. So this is I'm a Soldier.
I never thought I would sometimes cry.
back, you guys. It's your girl, Diva Ebony Bean. You are now tuning in live to Frontline Fridays with Tay Black and Sherrata Ray. That right there is I'm a Soldier. Definitely feeling that song. Definitely love it. It got a smooth flow. It got a lot of power behind it. And I want to definitely say big shout-out to all the Facebook family, too. Quiz the Wizard said, I like the I'm a Soldier song, so big shout-out to you. Hey, Wiz, the Wizard, big shout-out to you. He said he liked the I'm a Soldier song. You guys can always call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. And ask Sherrata Ray all the questions that you would like and give her feedback on her music. Also, big shout-out to all the guests in the chat room. Guest 8876, guest 8950, and guest 9126. We see y'all. It's your girl, Diva Ebony C. This is Frontline Fridays with G Black, and we're getting it in. We're going to be chopping it up in about 10 minutes about the update on the Trayvon Martin story. And also, we're going to be talking about the shootings that happened here over in Seattle. With this guy that killed 3 people in a coffee shop. Y'all got to watch people there set it off. You never should be mean to someone. You never know what's going to happen just because somebody, you think they're weird or whatnot. Watch who you're kicking out of restaurants and who you're being mean to, because they may come back and blast on you.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's scary.
Come back and set it off. You ain't get my special right, pow, pow.
That's when you start smiling at everybody. How you doing, sir? How you doing?
How you doing? you want an extra drip with that, you know? You want some caramel mochi with that?
Let me get that for you. I got you. I got you. Let me get that for you.
Right. You even got to stir your coffee. I got you. Hey,
yeah,
I'm going to throw it over to you, and then we're going to go back to the call lines and get some more love. And Sherrata Ray got something special for you guys. Sherrata Ray got some special stuff for you guys, so just stay tuned. Tay, I'm going to throw it over to you, and then we're going to get to the 917.
Yes, ma'am. I just want to say, you know, big shout-out to Ms. Ray. You know, the music definitely sounds good. I was going to ask you, too, you know, as far as, like, your recording process, can you tell us a little bit about that? Because the music sounds good. You know, I mean, it's a lot of life and energy behind it. You know, is there anything special that you do, or is there a special place that you go as far as recording?
Yeah, we recorded this particular CD at Atmos in Indianapolis, Atmos Studio, Indianapolis, from Northeast out of Indianapolis. Shout out to Atmos. And we had some people fly in from Atlanta, some people fly in from California, and some people to come in from other towns in Indiana to do a live session. And they did a live session together to put the music down on the track. And then I went into the studio and sang on there after.
That is what's up. Now, I mean, you know, you
got to feel
that. Yeah, like it's a good vibe. Like that music sounds, you know, so good and full of like energy and positive people. So I can tell that you guys put like a lot of work into it.
I'm sorry.
No, you're saying you can tell you put a lot of work into it and that the music sound of quality. So big shout out to that. How many hours do you usually put into the studio to do a song? How long does it necessarily take you? It doesn't matter. Does it depend on how you're feeling that day?
It depends on how I feel that day. It depends on what I've done with my voice that particular week and how strong it is. And it depends on how much sleep I have. But shockingly, the guy, when I went into the studio, I had a vocal producer who came in and kind of helped me to see certain things that I was doing, you know, let's do some flourishing here and do some stuff there or whatever. But with my vocal producer and the main producer, what we did was we came together and they were shocked because I actually did some songs in a matter of a couple hours. They thought it was going to take a long time. And so studio time didn't take that long because I came in and kind of nailed it on a couple of shots on a couple of songs. So that was nice to know. Then when I listened back, there was a few things where I felt like I was too picky on. So I went back in and they were like, well, we can fix it with auto-tune. I'm like, no, we don't auto-tune. We fix that with your voice. So, yeah.
I know that's right. Don't fix with auto-tune. Fix it with your voice. Let's go to the hotline to get some more love. Just fix it with your voice. Don't slap no auto-tune on it. It's like, put some gel on them naps, girl. Just put some gel on them naps and lay down. No.
Lead them back.
Let's go to the call lines. 917-499. You're now live on Frontline Fridays. Diva Ebony B, Tate Black, special guest Shawana Ray, live in the building. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Okay, this your man K Wiz, a.k.a. Quiz the Wizard, calling from Manhattan Live, New York City.
That's what's up. K Wiz, what's going on? All right, all right, all right.
I'm chilling. How y'all doing?
You doing good, man. We cut up over here.
Yeah,
you can definitely come. What's going on? You got some questions for Ms. Ray?
No, more of a comment, you know what I mean? I just want to tell you that, you know, the I'm a Soldier song, I was listening to that, and I like the whole vibe of the song, the energy, the message, you know what I'm saying? Just letting people know that you a soldier and you done been through the trenches, and this is not something that happened overnight, and this is something that you had to put your time and your effort and your energy to. I really appreciate that because, you know, I could relate. A lot, you know. I'm an artist myself. I got my own label, and it's hard, you know, coming up on the grind as being an independent and coming from the underground. People want to shut doors on you and not give you opportunities and turn their heads, and you know what I mean? All types of stuff. You just got to keep grinding and show them that you're a soldier. So, you know what I mean? That really stuck with me, and I listened to that song, and I was digging it. I was vibing it. I'm like, yo, let me call it, you know what I'm saying, give you a personal congratulations on that song, because I really like that, and it touched me, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you. And congratulations on your artistry and your record label, and much success to you. You're
appreciate
welcome.
Yes, thank you.
This is okay, but I got a question for you. How many hours do you put in a week running your label?
Me personally? It's only 24 hours in a day, right?
Well, Mary said it's 25, you know.
Yeah, I'll be going like 25, 26 hours a day, you know, because it'd be nice for I just be up, you know. I don't even go to sleep. I got to live my life and my life as an artist and my life as the owner of the label, so it gets crazy, you know. I'd say on average a week, I'm not sure. I'd say 20 hours a day. Like, I spend 19, 20 hours a day doing stuff that's either making strides for me as an artist or the label itself. So, you know, all totality, it's like all day from the time I wake up till I go to sleep, you know, for real.
Wow.
That's really constant.
I asked that question because you got to put in time, dedication, and you got to spend money to make money. You got to put in the grind. You got to build up your kitty. You got to build up your budget so you can be able to have a complete package. Presentation is everything, especially when you're putting your music out and you're presenting yourself to anybody that you're looking to do business with and invest into you. So I just think I wanted people to hear how many hours and how long do you take and how much of a grind it does, because I just think a lot of people come on, they just want to shine, or I just want my music to be heard, or I just want my brand to be heard. It's not all about that at the end of the day. You know, you got to get some organization and some presentation about yourself, because otherwise people are going to look at you with the side eye and be like, I ain't messing with you.
Right. Also, people got to be passionate about this, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to love it. You have to wake up and want to do this. Like, I was in the studio the other night with my boy, and it was going on like 2 in the morning, and I was like, you know what? If I was an engineer just getting paid to sit here, I would be mad right now. But the fact that I actually love what I'm doing, I could just sit here and do it and not have a problem with it. You know what I mean? So it's all about that dedication and really being into what you're doing.
That's what's up. Sharana and Ms. Ray, you got something special for the guests and the people that's calling in and listening. Why don't you go ahead and let them know? Sharana, can you hear me?
Don't hold out on my surprise.
Surprise, Ms. Ray. We've been waiting on our surprise.
Surprise that.
We're going to get into some music, and when we come back, we're going to get Miss Ray back on the line for our surprise, because y'all already know how I get down. Don't tell me you're going to give me something. I want the cake. The cake. The cake.
All right. All right.
Let me get y'all bumping with some Big Rap, I Wonder. This Big Rap right here, Chi-Town Stand Up with the song called I Wonder. K-Wiz, you're going to love this one right here.
All right.
I
wonder if some program directors at the radio stations gonna show me some love and put me in rotation. Without having to dig deep into my pockets, I'm a hustler, but it still don't mean that I got it. I wonder if the streets gonna feel me, and if I get shot again, I wonder if God gonna heal me. I wonder if I'ma die before I get rich, cause I'm chasing the dream, and it's a fast son of a... I wonder if my girl really love me and thinks the world love me and put nobody else above me. I wonder if I'm living a lie and if them platinum plaques ain't nothing but mirages in the sky. I wonder if I'm realer than real, and in the heat of the moment, would I freeze instead of up in that steel? I wonder if I'm writing my last 16, and if so, press rewind so you can see what I mean. I wonder if
the streets is taking me under.
I wonder if God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. This is real as it gets. I wonder if it's a cure for AIDS. I wonder if they lying to us and all along it was man-made. I wonder if they just trying to make a dollar, sacrifice a million blacks for one Rhodes scholar. I wonder if the streets is watching from the corner of their eye, and if they ever gon' release T-Fly. I wonder if we in heaven or hell, and if I get down on the block again, hustling with they running tail. I wonder if we gotta sell our souls just to move a few units, ship platinum or gold. I wonder if they kill Conquering and Frame Mike, and if Hollywood picks a firing against Spike. I wonder if my people's is cursed, and if not, why I feel so much pain in this one verse. I wonder if I'm destined to make it. I see opportunity that's at my front door, and I'ma take it. I wonder.
The streets are taking me under.
Gonna punish me for trying to feed my family. This is real as it gets. I wonder if the shy been blessed with raw talent in the industry for years, been settling for less. I wonder why the haters hate, and why you looking at my plate when I know that you done already ate. I wonder when I spit this flame, is the whole world gonna keep on asking me what's my name? I wonder if the gang gonna flip, and if the public don't wanna hear no more of this gangster shit. I wonder if we bucking a trend, is Big Rap gonna get paid, or is he gonna be broke to the end? I wonder if my critics was right, and if I listen to everything they said, would I still see daylight? I wonder if my kids know I love them to death, and I'ma stay on the grind till my very last breath. I wonder if I shook a nuke, if those in street politics be the last chapter in my book. I wonder. God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. This is real as it gets.
know how we do that. It's Front My Friday. This is your girl, Diva Mary K. You're now tuning in live with me and Tay Black. We got Ms. Ray live in the building. Y'all know how we do it. Each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the West is 10 p.m. on the East. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at www.twitter.com/DivaSpotRadio. Again, that's /DivaSpotRadio. Also, you can listen to Diva Spot Radio, Frontline Fridays, all the shows and great interviews that we've done right there on your phone, on your Android phone, on your BlackBerry. All you got to do is download the TuneIn Radio app. So you want to go search, and then well, it's the Google Playbook, and then you want to download the TuneIn Radio, and then you're going to type in Diva Spot Radio and make it your present because we're definitely doing big things. Ms. Ray, we got you back in the building.
Yes, we got you back for a little.
That's what's up. We was waiting on our surprise. We was like, wait a minute.
I'm sorry. I walked into a meeting at the building and my phone cut off, and I'm like, oh, shoot, let me just have to step back out and call back. Yeah.
Well, that's all right. God is good. We're going to go ahead and give you the floor. Let the people know what's going on.
If you call the first person, my prize to you for listening in to Diva Spot today is for the first five people that will tweet me that you want to have a free download of Shawana Ray. That's twitter.com/ShawanaRay, S-C-H-A-W-A-Y-N-A-R-A-I. Tweet me that you would like to have a copy of my whole CD. I'll direct message you and get your information so that I can email you the download code in order to download the CD for free. That's the first five people.
Wow. And me and Diva we can't participate, right?
Maybe. Maybe.
You know, the least that we could do, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not even
going
to.
We'll throw one in for the host.
We're not going to take away from the people. Y'all better be that first five. If not, me and Diva are going to be the first two. Y'all better stop playing.
You already know. I'm tweeting it right now at Sharonda Ray. I want a copy. Can I get a free copy?
I'm going to be a soldier. I'm going to definitely be a soldier. I'm going to be first on that battlefield to be the first five.
We got Denaya Azur that tweeted me that she'd like to have a copy.
Hey.
She's the first tweeter.
First, go ahead, Tay. You go ahead and handle your business. I'm in the chat room trying to type and talk. I'm cute. I just can't multitask like that.
Now, if you have something you want to say, make sure you tune in live. Hit us up. Give us a call. 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I just want to give a quick shout out to my homie, Miss 03 Candy 702. Tweet me daily so I know that it's real. And I mean, we got lovely ladies up in here tonight, man. I mean, I've been enjoying myself, man. And there's good music. This music has been lovely. You know, it's been a good change of pace. You know, you got to replenish your soul with, you know, just good positive music. And I think that's definitely what was already brought today. So big shout out to you on that one. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me. And unfortunately, I have to go in here to this meeting, and I will get all those persons that have tweeted me the CD. I will get you your copy of the download no later than tomorrow, and thanks for playing.
And so I think we appreciate you for coming in. We know you got to go to the meeting. We appreciate you for being a guest here on Frontline Fridays. You're welcome back any time. Now that you've been in our house, you family. So next time you come here, you got to get your own Kool-Aid, you dig?
I know that's right. And, well, can I get chicken too?
Hell yeah.
I like a breast, please.
Get some Kool-Aid with some hot sauce and white bread.
Yeah, I like my Kool-Aid mixed grape and orange. Thank you very much.
Sharonda Ray, you got any shout outs you want to give and put your website before you get out of here?
I'd like to give a shout out to my family and friends who listened in tonight. I appreciate you. I appreciate all the people who enjoyed the music, and hopefully gain some fans, and hopefully with the connections with you and others, I may be able to become some fans of some nice indie artists that you showcase on your show in the near future. So I appreciate the love and hospitality that you extended to me, and we'll definitely be talking soon.
Oh, most definitely. Thank you, Ms. Ray. I appreciate it. You guys are now tuning live. No problem. You guys are now tuning live to Diva Spy Radio Frontline Fridays. Y'all know how we do. We interview, we promote, and we showcase independent mainstream industry artists here, and we do it the right way. Y'all make sure y'all call us up 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. I want to get into the track right here by Money Me called Drop a Body on Them. Yeah, drop your body on them. And then after that, we're going to get into some of this hot mess news, a.k.a. new nigga news. Zimmerman is back to jail, and the judge said he lies. So when we come back from this hot song right there, I'm going to tell y'all what Zimmerman lied about, as he always been lying so far. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Let's go.
I dropped that body, baby.
Famous loud to the narcotic
here. I dropped that body, body. Yeah. Don't make me body, body. Yeah. I got that shouted, shouted. Pop the glass, I rock your body. Yeah. We came to body, body. She came to body, body. I got my face on baby.
Come and get it, but I'm all
I'm on my prison.
Hey, it's a
All hits, all the time.
Now you know, man, it's Frontline on Friday. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Y'all know how we get down, me and Tay Black do it in. We get it in. We showcase the interview and we promote nothing but the independent artists, the hot independent artists, hot independent music, and the industry as well. And, of course, we do the educate and regulate session. Y'all know how we get down. Make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Tay, I know you over there doing your thing. You about to get into that session. Tay always working, man, always.
Yo, and I was going to say, yo, big shout out to, you know, Ebony B, a.k.a. Diva Mary Kay. You know, I know she's got some events coming up, some public speaking engagements. If you're in the area or if you would like to book Ebony B, a.k.a. Diva Mary Kay, you need to go ahead and place your bid in now. You know, she's definitely out here getting it. Her resume and her schedule is filling up as we speak with, you know, just events and things of that nature. So you got to lock her in because, I mean, if not, you know, you're going to look back and you're going to be like, dang, I wish I would have got her in. Now she's charging big bread. I can't even do it. I just wanted her to speak to my grandma now. I can't even. I can't even do it no more.
My grandma now. We can't even do it.
So, yo, big shout out to Ebony B, man, because she's definitely getting it. I'm always proud of Steve and everything that she got going on. I'm going to just turn it over to her because I got some stuff, but I'm going to let Diva just talk about the many things that she got going on right now.
Of course, we got a lot of things going on. We got events. Wow. We got events coming up. We got the block party that's coming up on June the 23rd with Man of God Ministries. There's going to be so many people that's coming out and so many people that support in the community. And a lot of people say, you know, communities don't come together, they don't do things together. That ain't true. That's a lie. I can show you communities. My community over here, we over here in Pierce County over here in Washington, you know, we are doing things for the communities. We have a block party, we have an artist showcase, we networking with the high schools, the middle schools, the elementary schools. We also networking with the Boys and Girls Club, the YMCA, and the Urban League. So, you know, you could definitely bring it together. And my motivational speaking is just something that's dear to my heart. I love doing it. I'm happy doing it. I'm glad that God is using me to be able to, you know, talk to people on the real and encourage them to continue to do better. So it's going to be one on June the 30th at 7 p.m. Man of God Outreach is presenting the praise and testimony phase 5. So this is phase 5. People come out and share their story and share their encouragement. You know, you don't have to worry about people looking at you sideways. We're just talking about how good God is to you and what God has done. Also, on the 1st, which is today at Lincoln High School, it already started at 7 p.m. They're having the hip-hop showcase arts there. So y'all want to make sure y'all check out Lincoln High School if y'all in the area. And then on the 5th, the Man of God 5th Annual Community Block Party. And it's a free event. I'm going to be out there. I'll be hosting it. And it's going to be at the Lincoln High School. Drumline is going to be there as well. So y'all make sure y'all check that out. Also, I have another event that I'm going to be doing in North Seattle. And it's going to be out there at the Top Notch Beauties. So we're going to be out there hosting the event for the community and raising money for the kids. So, you know, you guys, no matter where you at, just come together and make sure you keep it real. Keep it funky, you know, and don't let nobody again sell you a dream, man. And Tay Black, you got an event coming up as well on the 16th.
Yes, yes, yes. I have the automatic event coming up the 16th. And actually, we actually have, you know, two events this weekend. There's a fashion show out in Alexandria. I'm sorry, Fairfax, Virginia. Too many places at one time. It's at the Icon. It's a fashion show. Oval Rose will be performing. Myself, Triple B in the building. AP will be out there. Jet, Dasharika Tour will be out there joint. So it's definitely going to be live. And then Sunday is the Coontown Killer Caper concert and book signing. We'll be out in Greenbelt, Maryland at the New Deal Cafe. Big shout out to the Gazette for hosting Coontown up in that joint. You know, I mean, it's just really good right now. So Diva, Tay Black, not only are we on Frontline Fridays live, but
We also in your neighborhood. We right next door to you. We at your local events. We taking over your newspapers. We talking to your people. What you doing? What they doing over there, Diva? I don't think they doing what we doing. So
they not. We making phenomenal radio, your new station. So stay tuned.
Yeah.
Let's let it burn, man. I got something for you, Zimmerman. We gonna let it burn on these new niggas. So I wanted to bring this story up. Zimmerman, of course, we all know of about George Zimmerman and how the whole situation thing came about him. But George Zimmerman is, and who posted this? Associated Press, Mike Schindler, Associated Press. Let me just get to the Zimmerman. Back to jail, judge says that he lied. What a surprise. Sanford, Florida, Trayvon Martin shooter must return to jail. A judge ordered Friday in a strongly worded ruling that said George Zimmerman and his wife lied to the court about their finances to obtain bond in a case that hinges on jurors believing his account of what happened the night the teen was killed. Zimmerman has pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder for the February shooting. The neighborhood watch volunteer says he shot Martin in self-defense because the unarmed 17-year-old was beating him up. After confronting Zimmerman about following him in a gated community outside Orlando, Zimmerman was arrested 44 days after the killing. And during the bond hearing in April, his wife, Shelley, testified that the couple had limited funds available. The hearing also notable because Zimmerman took the stand and apologized to Martin's parents. Prosecutors pointed out in their motion that Zimmerman had $135,000 available then. It had been raised from donations through a website he set up, and they suggested more had been collected since the deposit into the bank. Shelly Zimmerman was asked about the website at the hearing, but she said she didn't know how much money had been raised. Circuit Judge Kenneth Lessler set a bail at $150,000. The 28-year-old was freed a few days later after posting bail of $15,000 in cash, which is typical, and has since been hiding. Prosecutor Bernie D.L. Ronda complained Friday this court was led to believe they didn't have a single penny. It was misleading, and I don't know what words to use other than it is a belligerent lie. The judge agreed and ordered Zimmerman to return to jail by Sunday afternoon. Does your client get to sit there like a potted plant and lead the court down this primrose path that's the issue, Lester said. He can't sit back and obtain the benefits of a lower bond based upon those material flash hoods. Wow, he going in on them. The judge questioning Zimmerman's truthfulness could undermine the defense credibility if it is brought up in trial, which could happen. It may complicate how his defense presents him as a witness, said Orlando attorney Rondy McLean, who was a former prosecutor. So, Zimmerman, set up there, him and his wife, lied, we got the money, so they can lower the bill. And he already had $135,000 in the bank at the time, in the account. And he was using code words while he was locked up to transfer funds. So, you know, this is great that it's coming out. He tried to play the courts and he tried to play the judge, which he's been doing for so long. But now it got caught up with him. So there's some update on the Zimmerman situation. He has to go back to jail. So this was done Friday. Let me look at the date on this. He's probably locked up right now. Him and Big Worm. Holler at Zimmerman for me. I know it ain't right. I don't care. Tay, this was June 1st when this happened, so he going to be in tomorrow. Tay, what you think about that situation, Station?
I mean, it's crazy, you know what I mean? The thing is that there's so much going on and so much that is happening that's obviously blatantly, you know, just bad. And some things, like, people just flying under the radar and people are really not catching on to it. And it's going to be, like, a while before people really get hip to, like, certain things that's going on, certain things that people are allowed to do and others aren't. You know, who knows, because of their
social setting, you know, because of the amount of money they have or their class or race or what have you. But, man, it's just a complex situation. It's more than just, you know, somebody, you know, a young man getting killed and things of that nature. It's just, it's a lot to it. So it's really kind of hard to call, Diva. I don't really know what to say on that one.
I can definitely dig it, man. Money Meek, what you think about that situation station right there?
No, just need to be served, man. You know what I'm saying? Killed that young boy, you know, that's a young boy that ain't going to get a chance to see a future, you know, one of our race at that, you know, it don't stop, it don't end, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we Twitter joint from our fam, too, you know, do that, you know what I'm saying? Something will always be remembered forever, you know what I'm saying? You can look at the post from our label and whatnot, but, yeah, man, if you did it, you got to go in, man. Yeah.
That's definitely what's up. We're about to get into a throwback right here. Big shout out to B.B. King, man. I love B.B. King, but I'm going to get into a throwback right now. We're about to get into this music session. I want to thank everybody for tuning in live on Frontline Fridays. It's your girl, Diva Mary K, a.k.a. Ebony B. Tate Black is here. Money Meek is here. I see you, Northwest, live in the building. Let's go into some B.B. King. The thrill is gone, baby. Oh. This is how I was feeling yesterday when I was dealing with you new nigga managers and you new nigga promoters and you new nigga artists. Yeah. Even Mary Kay just wanted to play this song for you because this is how y'all have me feeling today, like the thrill was born for all this. But guess what? I'm back. And I ain't going nowhere, babe. I'm going to be here for a long time. I just got started at 6,000 followers. You better know.
The thrill is gone away. The thrill is gone, baby. The thrill is gone away. You know you've done me wrong, baby, and you'll be sorry someday.
Bulletproof
Bridge
music.
My model's the best model, went on the beach behind bars. Detective skills, no goofy raps, the finest cars. She's smoking loud, my music loud, we tuned in. Another killin' in Cape Town, we tune in. We black and proud, we're making calls, I make her dial. I'm done, she acting wild, blacking out, my black and mouth. She thinks we in the city, they know it's me. The people see us, mixed reception, Big Willie and my Toyota free us. Speed bumps, bullet showers, leave no bangs. My mini tank, get oil change and a coat of paint. Two bad bitches, Sleeping Beauty, little mama fierce. My transportation, her thick skin, she's armor pierced.
Bulletproof Prius music. Welcome to Toontown.
I feel fine in real time, I'm turning corners, committing crimes when penning rhymes. My murder numbers, murder, death, kill, 187, my dash read still, eco-friendly, my seat buckled on max speed. We time cruising on jet speed, the top gun, I shot some, she flops, come riding shotgun. Say what you like, stay out all night, my mileage right, black Hasselhoff, my car Kenta, Malik Knight. Bionics, bullets like the sky, like Venice, Comets, Premium, 95, windows clean with gin and tonic, car and driver, gun, world, but Don Diva, triple threat playing, I had Drake come through my feet.
In the Bible, they say money is the root of all evil. Need I say more? Staring at the clouds, looking out the jet window, puffing on the loud, thinking about my dead kin folks. I was always taught to let it go until the pen broke. Would the outcome have been the same if I'd have been broke? Still going through it though, flow is still fluid though. Money can't stop the pain, it can soothe it though. You don't maintain your sanity, you can lose it, yo. Trick it all on a coke whore or a music hole. Business is all risky, at the end of the day, hundreds is all crispy. Yeah, nigga, I'm in that thing, you can't miss me. A bad bitch on her way to come twist me. That don't mean shit though, the pounds and the bricks go. Dealing with some issues that currency can't fix though. Stressed out, so we smoking that and drinking that. Meanwhile, you probably looking at us and you thinking that.
Just cause we paid.
Sometimes it's a warning, so I wake up and try to make a million every morning. You ain't gotta rap to feel the way I'm on it. Hustler's mentality is still the way I'm on it. Frowns, smiles, tribulations, trials. Heroin in the bags, crack in the valves. So raspy tea, snapback in the khakis. If he got all the money, why he ain't never happy? Real recognize real, why he ain't never dap me? He follow me on Twitter, but he ain't never at me. New 7 series, wishing they made a wagon. Situations be real, more than you can imagine. Royalty is something you can't worship, and loyalty is something you can't purchase. Going through it, so I'm smoking that and drinking that. And when you see me, automatically you thinking that.
Just cause we paid, that don't mean everything is okay.
Praises to the Most High, without a doubt, hands down, we the most fly. Whole group been the truth, nigga, no lie. Chipped in, first advance, bought a whole pie. Butter nats till infinity. I'm just one third of the Trinity. Top five when you think of rap. Now that you know, you can stop thinking that.
Just gonna be
Phenomenal Radio. Feel the music. More music in a way that you might not be prepared to deal with. Back to back and beat to beat. This is Phenomenal Radio.
Diva Radio, Diva Radio, Diva 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 Radio, Diva 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 Radio, Diva 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 Radio, Diva Radio, Diva 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 Radio, Diva Radio, Diva 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 Radio
Diva Mary J.
What you are, unforgettable, though near or far, like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does sing to me. Never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. Thank you. and forevermore. That's how you stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
You already know how we get it in with the throwback. That was Nat King Cole with Unforgettable. It's just a pleasure to be able to play all types of music from future and from the past. And Unforgettable is definitely a track that's going to get played a lot more, just soothing. I like how Sharonda Rae came through, you know, with her hot tracks. I mean, they shout out to Sharonda Rae, too. Like, she's so talented. We played How Many Ways by her, I'm a Soldier, and Seen Before, but I like that smooth groove that she got going on. That's a good addition to Diva Spot. And, of course, you know, I had to play some Tay Black. Big shout out to Triple Threat, too, but I played Tay Black as well with BBPM. That's a hot track. I'm definitely feeling that one. And Jada Kiss, Just Because We Paid. That song is so true. Just because we paid, it don't mean everything is okay, Ma. Don't get it twisted. Please.
Yes.
Don't get it twisted.
Yes, yes. That is what's up. I mean, I appreciate you, Diva. I mean, we had a good time, good show, good energy. You know, it's, I mean, I couldn't ask for nothing more out of a, you know, a Friday evening, except for with Frontline Fridays and Ebony B, a.k.a. Diva Mary Kay, Frontline Fridays, Feeding on Radio.
Of course, man. That's how we do each and every Saturday. I put out Twitter, stop wasting your time with stations. I mean, this goes out to the artists and the business owners. Please, stop wasting your time and your money with stations that can't be effective to you. Like, real talk, if they can't properly promote you, or if they can't properly get you bookings, or get you paid for your spins, or get you a proper feature, if they're not trying to do any of this, stop wasting your time, man. Do the research on people. And big shout-out to Jerk, man. Jerk doing his thing in the chat room. They're going to be in Allentown on June the 10th and June the 9th, and it's going to be a celebration. It's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and it says, join us for the 15th annual celebration. There's plenty of sunshine for those who love warm weather. This day is celebrated by African Americans in honor of their ancestors who received notice of being set free from slavery. Later, June 19th, then the majority of slaves elsewhere in the country. There's great entertainment, great speakers, and of course, a fabulous tour of the Allentown Volunteers. Excuse me. Yeah, fabulous tour of Allentown Volunteers for your educational experience. A lot of great food and beverages as well. Also, they're going to be in Fresno, California on the 23rd at Victoria Church, at Victory Church, 944 Van Ness Avenue, and that's in Fresno, California, for the Generation Now concert. So big shout out to the Kino Camp, and big shout out to Jerk and everything that you're doing. Like, we definitely appreciate you, and you keep doing your thing. Jerk got great music as well. Lost my train of thought. Antennas. Oh,
some of those.
Yeah.
At the world, back.
Kind of blanked out. Oh, I wanted you guys to make sure you go to, on your Android phone, go to TuneIn Radio. Download TuneIn, that's TuneIn Radio. Download that amp and then search Diva Spot Radio, make it your presence, and search Phenomenal Radio and make it your presence. I know you can't always catch a live show, but you can always listen to us right on your Android. On your phone at any time. Like, you can get us any time. You can hear me. You can hear Tay Black. You can hear all our past guests. You can have everything that we got going on. Also, we got promotional packages for artists, and we definitely getting it in. So you want to go to www.divaspotradio.com and check out the packages. Check out the Platinum Package that we have. That's with the Independent Connect. And, of course, we got Blox Magazine on deck. You guys make sure you go to BloxMagazine.com. Great magazine, great graphics, great promotion. It's a label over there. Like, these are effective people that's been in the game. And big shout-out to Block, too. Will Block, big shout-out to him, been in the game 22-plus years. So these are no rookies over here. Me and Tatum deal with rookies, tell me right now. Well, especially not when it comes to promoting artists.
Tatum, not at all.
You don't play that. They don't have stepping. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We got about 12 more minutes left in the show, so, of course, I'm going to showcase some more independent music. And I want to play this Slay Stone, Somebody You Love. I love Slay Stone, man. Big shout-out to Slay. Big shout-out to G-Mo. Big shout-out to Slim the Phenomenon. Big shout-out to Chrome. Big shout-out to Troop the Truth. Big shout-out to DJ Sway. Big shout-out to DJ Hank. Big shout-out to everybody over there on the Phenomenal team. Big shout-out to my team, man. I'm just so grateful to be blessed to be around effective people. And people who are on their grind. And, of course, Frontline Fridays wouldn't be what it is without Tay Black, man. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Frontline Fridays. This hot track right here is called Somebody to Love, featuring Grease from the Gutta Game. You already know. Let's party, man.
When the truth is found, you be.
So put your money where your mouth is. Spit meal tickets with my bars. Money where my mouth is. Hip hop from the South, kid. West Texas, where I'm at. Home of Buddy Holly. This my city. Gone and Google that. Never before has there been an MC like me in this game. My torture killing these sins and bad with the words that I say. Underground pushing until the world holler Slay Stone. His resume ready for platinum plaque for the take home. Over 10,000 units moved. DJ the radio, got to chop it with Jada Kiss. That list of names goes on. I've been had my froze on. Mr. Freeze was a mixtape. And even Bun B gave a shout to that boy Slay. He been grinding and hustling, trying to market my brand. Tony Neal gave me that game. Salute the core DJ fam. I'm that 806, represent a Texas MVP. If y'all need someone to love, Slay Stone, that's me, that's me. Being a have not, one in my pockets to have not. Pen and pad, I mastered. Please tell J Prince out that rap a lot. Ready for this industry and best to rep the Lost Our State. Package up my music, product traffic, get from state to state. Put your eyes and ears on me like TV's in your residence. Respect to all the Texas legends, co-sign me if ever did. Learn some things from Scarface, Lil Flip, Pimp C, Mike Jones, and Devin the Dude. Hit me up, let's throw some tricks. Chameleonaire and Powwow, help me get my mind correct. DMD and Lil Key, DJ Screw and Fat Pat. Zero plus that trade of truth, they taught me not to take a loss. Soldiers of the struggle, that Slim Thugger help me be a boss. Yeah, he iller than the swine flu. H1N1, head nigga, he got crime flu. Magno Magnificent, holding down that West Tech. Gil Flow, we made it happen, recognize that I'm the next. The next.
The game loaded, uh-huh. These tired of bum dudes. Fake MCs, one hit wonders is junk food.
Yeah.
But I'm a healthy dose, 100 like cornflakes, Lana Lincoln, Al Capone. No way that I'm born fake.
No.
It's Grease Gutter, uh-huh. The beast.
From the east to midwest is my mother. A underground king, now G, more like a prince. Got words, play like notorious swag, something like Tip. But folks, I'm far from tiny. 618 is behind me. Catch me in Killer City, your ICC getting grimy.
On my way to Triple D.
Trying to give them all the hammer.
If they heard me, I'm finna.
Now they love my country grammar.
Yeah.
From the 915 to the 409. Everything is big in Texas, so I fit in fine. I'm in the limelight.
Yeah.
What up, my nigga Slate?
What up?
Shout out to DJ 3, DJ Swade, and the crew of Great.
That's what I'm talking about, man. We finally finished that Funky Fresh with Life project. Yo, good job. High five. That's what I'm talking about. But, yo, we got to get something to eat before I do anything else, man. I'm starving. Yo, where the Chinese store menu at?
No, man, I don't want no Chinese food. I want real cheesesteak.
Well, it's the quiz, man, and I'm back on the scene. And I was chilling with my boys out in West Philly. I would rhyme all the time with my boy Sharon. We'll split a 16, any beat you put on. Out in West Philly, man, the sky is blue. Brothers, we having a barbecue. You can get anything from the Chinese store. Talking bleach detergent, hair grease, and more. Speaking of grease, I'm a fiend for a cheesesteak. Brothers playing basketball on a milk crate. All the girls walk around with their own hair. Big breasts, big butt, so I gotta say, I mean, heaven's the Betsy, homegirl is thick. She could bounce, bounce, bounce on my polo stick. I mean, good God, she got the chunky monkey. I'm a jackass, cause I wanna ride your donkey. Oh,
put your hands up if you're ready.
The whole.
for life, make no mistake. Kinda hungry now, so I need a cheese steak.
Do the cheese steak, the cheese steak, the cheese steak.
That made me want a cheesesteak right there. That was K-Wiz the Wizard with cheesesteak. Big shout out to Philly, man. I miss Jersey. I'm over here on the West Coast. Now, I ain't going front. West Coast got some good seafood. They got the best seafood. My crab cakes are so moist, tasty. But ain't nothing like a cheesesteak and a poppy sandwich. Money Meek, you got to send me a poppy sandwich, man. Word up.
Both types.
And a cheesesteak. I need you to go to Detroit Fried Chicken right there on Orange Street. That's where I want my cheesesteak from.
Hey, yo, you would definitely catch me at that film festival out of Hoboken, New Jersey tomorrow. You know, going out there to take care of a couple of things, you know, for the label, you know. Yeah. Thinking I get you a slice out there in Hoboken. Have it sent to your stress through Dreammaker Management.
That's what's up. I've been to some festivals. Big shout out to Hoboken. I got family out there. Big shout out to Hoboken. Denai, I see you. Denai is him, man. Before we get out of here, Denai, holla at us.
Definitely, man. Like, big shout out to you, D-Revenue B, for having your show. And I was supporting amazing artists. Much love to all the support that you've given me. And I can't thank you enough.
Most definitely. I appreciate that, man. I want to just say big shout out to everybody that tuned in live to Diva Spark Radio tonight. Frontline Fridays, we showcase the interviews and we promote artists each and every Friday. If you want to become an artist on the show and you want to get showcased, interview, and promote it, all you have to do is reach out to Diva Ebony B at 908-296-5739. Again, that's 908-296-5739. And make sure when you call me that you got a budget. This is an initial investment. So when you call Diva Ebony B, please make sure that you have a budget so you can be able to get interviewed, promoted, and spend as well. Also, check out, also check out our services, our advertising and promotion. We are getting you on a large scale. We are getting you promotion and features. We pay you, and we pay for spends. So check us out at divasparradio.com. Click on services and check out our whole network. I want to just give all my condolences out to the two people who were killed 2 days ago in the Seattle shooting in the coffee shop. We didn't get a chance to get to that story, but I did post it up in the chat room so you guys can check it out for yourself later. I want to give a big shout out to Money Meek. I want to give a big shout out to Newark, Irvington, East Orange, Brick City, Roselle, Elizabeth, Stand Up. Definitely want to give a big shout out to Denia for coming through. Chi-Town, Big Rap, I see y'all. Tate Black. Want to give a special shout out to my special guest tonight, Shawana Ray. Make sure you Google her and check out all her music. She is definitely a talented artist, and she's definitely doing bookings and features. So network with her and make sure you're very professional when you go over there because you're using my name. Big shout out to K-Wiz, the Wizard, with the Philly cheesesteak song right there. That's definitely going to go into rotation. You guys make sure you keep God first, family second, and career third. Oh, can't forget about jerking all the people in the chat room. Big shout out to y'all. Make sure y'all on your Android phone, go to the TuneIn, go to your Google Playbook or your Google Market and download the TuneIn Radio app. And also, when you get there, make sure you search Diva Spot Radio and Phenomenal Radio. Make sure you make us your presence. We're doing big things. And also look forward to Diva Spot Radio being live on Pandora. God has been good. I'm about to get out of here with lyricists with Stop Scheming. Stop scheming and looking so hard, man. It's a demon you in front of.
I got a 20-foot square, 20,000-square-foot crib. I got an indoor pool, an outdoor pool. I got an indoor basketball court and an outdoor basketball court. This broke-ass, bitch-ass nigga borrowed my Lamborghini. I let him drop my top. He can have that shit. That's old. I got 3 new Rolls Royces outside.
Stop scheming. Stop scheming. Stop scheming and looking hard. Stop scheming and looking hard. Stop scheming and looking hard.
Yeah.
Stop scheming.
Yeah.
Stop scheming.
that hate you for being good, and I'm better than most. I'm fresh as a fuck, so when my kick step is a stroke. So I see it in your eyes and the wise of your hatred. You $30 cable ass nigga, so basic. I get around you and feel the displacement. You can get sold on the ad with your fakeness. That sick look is the realest thing that's seen on you. And fake as you are, you ain't got no green on you. The Ed Hardy and the baggy ass jeans on you make it pretty clear why the public leans on you. I understand just wanting to be your own man, but get some goals and clothes and be a grown man. Instead of scheming and hating on what you not, go and write up a plan to triple up what you got. Force me to play Gambit, I'm pulling your car. Just focus on doing you, and whatever you do, you gotta stop.
Stop scheming and looking hard. Stop, yeah. stop scheming and looking hard. Stop scheming.
Look at these bizarre people that be scheming on me and looking hard. I see.
Stop scheming and looking hard. Stop,
yeah.
stop scheming
yeah.
and looking hard. Stop scheming.
I never get you, lady. People that be some ass on me. Looking hard. Hey, look, you broke down and bummy. You looking for a variable.
You don't see
everything about your damn life is terrible.
But I,
baby daddy ain't shit. Girlfriends gossiping. Looking like a sloppy junk in every club you hopping in. Fake bags, fake heels. You can't wait to break them in. Since they match with your cheap dress you got from H&M. Looking for a plot with them brothers from the block. Tie them up in your bullshit just to get a knot. Knot. Niggas see your bird from a distance. We look at the sky to look at your lies. It ain't hard. We see thirst from the look in your eyes. So soon as we seen the look, we ain't looking surprised.
So
women like you are the type to get men vexed. You spend the day trying to pawn all your baby's wick checks. You roll along, but you ain't getting far. Get a hobby, get a job. But whatever you do, you gotta stop.
Stop scheming and looking hard. Stop,
yeah.
stop scheming
yeah.
and looking hard. Stop
Look at these bizarre people that be scheming on me and looking hard. I see.
Stop scheming and looking hard. Stop,
yeah.
stop scheming
yeah.
and looking hard.
Hey, look.
Stop scheming.
Look at these bizarre people that be scheming on me and looking hard. I see.
I'm being low key. Now I'm about to pull my motherfucking whips out. I'm about to show y'all what my crib looks like. And I'm about to roll with my niggas and smack niggas up. I don't give a fuck about nothing.
Stop,
nigga,
scheming.
I got six Rolls Royces outside.
Stop scheming.
I'm upset, it's going down.
Stop scheming.
I'm with the money team.
Stop scheming.
I love y'all, let me get back to being positive.
Stop scheming.
I hope I didn't use too much profanity. I hope y'all really, I know y'all didn't, I know this ain't live.